This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people have protested across France against the imposition of a health pass for a wide array of social venues as the country battles with the fourth wave of coronavirus infections. It is the third weekend in a row that people oppose to President Emmanuel Macron's new set of anti-COVID measures took it to the streets, an unusual show of determination at this time of the year, marked by a slowdown of the country's activity as citizens take their summer breaks. Visitors heading to museums, cinemas, or swimming pools in France are already denied entry if they cannot produce the health pass showing that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. A new law that the French Parliament approved this week would make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for health workers, and it extends the imposition of the health pass to bars, restaurants, trade shows, and trains and hospitals. In the U.S. state of Florida, the new epicenter for COVID-19 cases in the country, it reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19, highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic, according to federal health data released Saturday, as its theme park resorts again started asking visitors to wear masks indoors. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the United States, as the highly contagious Delta variant of coronavirus continues to spread. The Republican governor has resisted mandatory mask mandates and vaccine requirements, along with the legislature.